Back in February, I decided to listen to and review every single record in my husband's massive collection. I'd been living with this collection for about 9 years, and had probably listened to only about 30 all the way through of the 1,500 or so. I'd always loved that I'd married into this record collection. The idea of exploring all of this music had always been at the back of my mind, but I guess it was just something about that cold February evening that gave me the idea. Maybe it was the cabin fever of an especially long winter, or the isolation of having just moved to a New Jersey suburb from Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Whatever it was, there was enough propulsive creative force for me to create a Tumblr the following day called My Husband's Stupid Record Collection. I started this project as a way to share what I was doing with friends on Facebook. I didn't think anyone would read it, but that doesn't mean I didn't hope people would read it. There was always a part of me that hoped that more than a handful of people will read something that I wrote. But after a lot of experience putting stuff out there and not having anyone notice it, I had low expectations. Doing a blog that I expected no one to read, I did not overanalyze or try to anticipate a reaction when I started my project. I never wondered, if I write about music, will it be considered sexist? If I write about my husband's record collection instead of my own, am I reinforcing harmful gender stereotypes? I did not ask myself those questions before starting my blog. And in retrospect, not only do I think that I shouldn't have needed to, but I'm glad that I didn't. Those questions feel just as bad as thinking, is it safe to wear this outside of my house? I didn't anticipate these questions, but a group of women writers used my blog to pose them. For reasons I still can't discern, the blog I started as a writing exercise quickly went some pale shade of viral. People told me that they enjoyed the way I wrote about music. Unfamiliar with any rules about how to write about music, I wrote in an unfiltered stream of consciousness style about what I was listening to. If it made me think of a memory or a different time or place, or feel a strong emotion, I'd write about it. I discovered the albums as I wrote about them. People who were familiar with the bands I was writing about told me it was a refreshing way to think about music they loved. People like me, who were not familiar with the band, would tell me that one of my reviews made them go out and buy an album. They discovered the new music right along with me. I dream that one day the folks who decided I was a traitor to all womanhood will sit down one day and read my blog as a complete body of work, without cherry-picking it for sentences that confirm their biases about me. I hope they understand that I sound like a novice because I have a tenuous relationship with music geekery. To be honest to my experience, I have to expose myself in a way that still makes me a little uncomfortable. I hope that maybe, taking all of that into consideration, they will come around on what I'm doing. But I'm keeping my expectations low.